Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome back to another edition of Real Answers with Christopher Anderson. Wednesdays during the Noon Report, we tackle the tough topics facing today's families with licensed mental health counselor Christopher Anderson. And today, if you're a pastor or a Christian leader, or if you're in Christian radio or Christian in higher profile position, whatever it may be, you'll want to listen in because we have a special guest, don't we, Chris?
We do, absolutely, Brandon, and I'm really excited about today's segment. And like you said, it applies to so many of us who are, you know, in a variety of careers within Christian leadership. And today we have Craig West with us, who was in Christian radio for 25 years, a total of 30 years in radio. And now he and his wife, Chris, are involved in a missions project. But right now, Craig, being in the spotlight for many years on the radio, you've got a story to tell about doing that, but also dealing with depression at the same time.
Yeah, basically 10 years of the 25 years of the Christian radio I was in, I battled with and was diagnosed with clinical depression, chronic anxiety. One doctor even said I had schizophrenic tendencies. It was 10 extremely dark years. For six of those years, I was on all types of medication. Just to be honest with you, of those 10 years, three of those years, I abused alcohol. And there were some very incredibly dark moments. That was from 98 to 2008. And then in 2008, my healing journey began. It was a very dark night of the soul, one could say.
I'm assuming there, Craig, at times there were days where going into the studio probably felt like the hardest thing you would have to do.
Oh, absolutely. I would cry. I'd wake up in the morning at 3:30 and cry on my way to work. And I'm just being very honest with you guys. I would cry. I'd be in my office trying to prepare. And it was like I was two different people because I was a high-functioning individual with clinical depression, meaning I was scared to death of failing my family, scared to death of falling apart. So I did everything in my own strength not to fall apart. Of course, that only exacerbated my situation because that's why I started abusing alcohol. And I was doing everything and everything I could to stay strong. But yeah, it was so challenging before and after the show numerous times. I would just crumble in a heap and then gather myself up and try to do it again the next day.
Christians are no strangers to challenges, some of the ones that you yourself have mentioned. So what advice can you give to those, be it in the Christian media, maybe it's to pastors or others who are experiencing the depression, like you just mentioned, anxiety or other challenges that we aren't supposed to be struggling with as Christians?
Yeah, we aren't supposed to be. I love that. I understand that, and people are well-meaning, you know. But even the Apostle Paul, dealing with depression and anxiety, the Apostle Paul, 2 Corinthians chapter 7, you can read about it, verse 6, but God, who comforts the depressed, comforted us by the coming of Titus. And so that's Paul, that's super Apostle Paul, admitting we're scared, we have fears within, and we're depressed. That's Paul. And so here's the one thing I want you to remember. In order to heal, we must be real with what we feel. And anytime we suppress, deny, dissociate, we only increase our pain and torment. When it comes to negative emotional sensations like depression, anxiety, fear, what we resist only persists. It gets bigger. And as sons and daughters of God, we don't have to fear any emotion. God created them. So I would say to those who are dealing with manic lows, people who work with people who do, you're experiencing this stuff because you're human. That's why you're experiencing it. It's as simple as that. It just reveals that we as humans have incredible capacity. We read in Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Lord God, this is Jesus reading from the scroll, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. That word afflicted literally means depressed and depressed in mind. So even Jesus came knowing people. And this is not a non-believer-believer thing. Humans will experience depression. And as Oswald Chambers said, if you haven't experienced some form of depression or loneliness, you've never been human.
You've been listening to another edition of Real Answers with Christopher Anderson. It airs Wednesdays during the Noon Report. We tackle the tough topics facing today's families with Christian counselor Christopher Anderson.